Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Robert, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got Moak Hamilton, senior writer and editor for basketballnews.com, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And of course, Rob, following that, it is what?
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
That's right. You can trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You got about 30, 40 seconds to shine. So get your takes ready. Come correct. All right. Let's get to the game. Philadelphia is up 57-55 over Atlanta at halftime, Rob. And they are in Philadelphia. Of course, Philly is down 1-0. They got beaten in the first game by the Hawks. And they were up 15 points in this game, Rob. They jumped on them early. I thought it was going to be a blowout. They
were up 14-4. It was 23-6, right, or something like that?
Was it 23-6? Yeah, we're up 15. So that would be 17.
It was 23-6.
They're up 15 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
So up 17 early in the first. But the bottom line is now it's a two-point game. And, Rob, I'm not going to say – I feel like Philadelphia is – you know, they're the better team. They've been the top team all league in the East. I mean, all year in the East, I don't think they're better than Brooklyn, but they've had the best record. I won't say it's over if they lose this game, but my goodness, from a psychological standpoint, and Rob, we're talking about a young team. We're talking about a team, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. I mean, they have not proven a thing in the playoffs. And if they were to lose a game, a second straight game at home when you were up 15, I know it was early, it's the NBA, you can rally and come back. But I think that would be a tough mental hurdle for them to get over.
I do too. And then, you know, a lot of the other stuff you talked about it before would come into play about Doc Rivers and coaching and, you know what I mean? Like you'd be
question.
Uh-oh, here we go.
No question.
They were supposed to win this, and they're in a hole, and now you got to win 4 out of 5. Chris, God forbid, Embiid gets hurt or aggravates something in game 4
right.
to turn
Good
the whole
point.
Series.
If he got hurt, then you figure it would be over.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's the scary part, is you fall into a hole, and then he re-injures something.
Right. Good point. Good point. And you and I both said, you know, and I think Doc did a good job in the regular season, but we know that's not what it's about in Philly. But he did a fine job in the regular season. But when he was hired, you and I questioned it because obviously he wasn't coming off, you know, a rousing performance with the Clippers.
It was a tough sell. I mean, you could go ahead, Chris, at a press conference. I'm telling you, if I'm at that press conference, that has to be brought up. Like
absolutely.
This just happened. You've done it 3 times in your career. We know you won a championship. And for Philadelphia to go out and get a guy coming off such a debacle, God forbid. And, you know, I mean.
Yeah, it's going to be
tough.
Ugly if they lose this series. I mean, it's one thing. If they lose to Brooklyn in the next round, you know, it is what it is. You're not going to get killed. I mean, maybe
no, you're not going to be killed, but that's an all-time team right there.
Exactly.
I totally agree.
But you lose to Atlanta? Really? I mean, Trae Young is showing his tail, but my goodness, you lose to Atlanta, something's
not right,
wrong.
Right, Atlanta's not supposed to make that jump.
No, they're supposed to be happy to be here. So, all right, interesting story, Rob, about Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis. There's a report from ESPN's Tim McMahon that Porzingis is frustrated. And I'm just going to read the quote. He's frustrated in Dallas. Here's the quote from McMahon. Porzingis has been frustrated, often feeling more like an afterthought than a co-star as Doncic dominates the ball and the spotlight, sources told ESPN. Porzingis frequently made thinly veiled references during his post-game media availabilities, such as saying the ball actually moved tonight after high-scoring performances or stating that the offense didn't involve him on low-scoring nights. Let me just say this. Kristaps Porzingis, be quiet. I mean, I get it. Luka Doncic is ball dominant. And if you're a player that, I've said this about LeBron. LeBron, you know, until the last year or two, has been ball dominant. And when you are a player yourself who's got major skills, that's why Kyrie, one reason, Rob, he was frustrated playing with LeBron, even though they won a championship, because LeBron is ball dominant. And if I can get it myself, pat it, shake somebody up, do my thing, create my own shot, it's difficult playing with somebody who always has the ball and wants to create everything for me.
Right.
Now, if I'm just a Kyle Korver,
right.
If I'm just Kyle Korver, if I'm just, you know, we think back to Allen Iverson, Aaron McKee.
Right.
I'm just all I can do is catch and shoot, post up. Yeah, rebound, defend. Then I love playing with Luka, LeBron, AI. But if I can do it on my own, I can get frustrated. But guess what? Porzingis, you ain't in that league. You don't have the right to be frustrated by Luka Doncic. Because if it wasn't for Luka Doncic, then nobody would even be thinking or talking about you. I know you got paid. I know you had a nice rep in New York with the Knicks. I know Kevin Durant called you a unicorn. That's one of the things Durant's been wrong on.
Right.
But you don't know. Because Dallas doesn't have that guy. And I think Rick Carlisle is a good enough coach, Rob, that if he got a guy like that, a Dame Lillard or some CJ McCollum, somebody who could go get their own stuff, then he would adapt. But I get it, but I don't want to hear from Porzingis.
And I think the only problem with Luka and Chris from my Trash Talking Tuesday on Deadspin, I trashed the whole, you know, Luka. Stop with the Larry Bird comparisons. He had a 2-0 lead, didn't win a home game, didn't win. It's the second year in a row the Clippers have sent him home, and you can talk about all the other guys, and I get it. But in the fourth quarters, he guys clamped down on him, and then guys who haven't had the ball all game, now all of a sudden you need those guys to make plays, and it just hasn't worked out. But anyway, I'm with you. Porzingis, I get his frustration, Chris. He was the man in New York, even though they weren't really winning anything, right? And he cried his way out of New York.
And he was hurt a lot.
But, they need to do something. And if they can unload him, I mean, I would do it in a New York minute. I really would.
Here's – and look, because I'm one of those that compares Luka to Larry Bird. I've called him Luka Legend. Shannon Sharp calls him Baby Bird. And obviously, to really be legitimately compared, you know, in the future to Larry Bird, to reach that level, he's going to have to win championships.
Yep.
Obviously, right?
He's
got the individual numbers already, right? He's got the individual numbers. All right. Here's, though, Rob, why I won't give up the comparisons and why I won't kill Luka Doncic. And I'm going to throw out several things at you. Number one, he's 22 years old. When Larry Bird was 22 years old, he was struggling in the NCAA championship against Magic Johnson and Michigan State and Greg Kelser and guys like that. All right, so Bird, you know, Luka's done more at 22 than Bird did.
No, but Luka, let me just jump in. I'm going to let you finish. But Luka also has been playing professionally, right, since he was 15 or 16.
It was in Europe.
Okay.
They don't ball
but,
over
but
there
also,
like here.
Chris, you're up 2-0.
I get it, but.
You're up 2-0. You were good enough to win those two games in L.A., but then you lose all three at home. You just need to win one game at home. If you're that guy, win me one game at home and win a series where you lost 4 out of 5, including all three at home in game 7.
All I'm saying is, if you're that guy, they need you to get some of those games, and that's the issue I have. You can talk about the comparisons, but can you win a playoff series? That's all I'm saying.
Nobody's that guy at 22. Nobody. Magic Johnson was winning championships at 22, but he had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in his prime.
But, Chris, he was up in the series.
And Jamal Wilkes, who's a Hall of Famer. And Norm Nixon, who was an all-star. Like, you know, LeBron at 22 is the only one who's done more than Luka. He got to the finals, but he looked bad in those finals against the Spurs. They got swept. Couldn't hit a jump shot.
But I'm saying
nobody has done you can't point to a guy that's been that guy at 22. Larry Bird went to a team with three other Hall of Famers.
Yeah,
Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale, and they already had Tiny Archibald.
But Chris,
they won a championship.
His first year they improved 32 wins. Larry had an immediate impact.
They had Hall of Famers though.
But those guys had 32 less.
Tiny Archibald could play.
But they had 32 less wins the year before, is what I'm saying.
I'll give you that.
It wasn't like they were a playoff team and he showed up. They were a bad team.
But they had talent. I don't know what the coaches were doing. But
no, I know. But a 32 win improvement is a huge improvement in one year.
Bird was tremendous. But also, Rob, because here's the thing, and I just got to keep it real. We hold these guys to the absolute highest standard. And the old guys, the legends, the standard bearers, they couldn't live up to the standards we hold these guys to nowadays. Check this out. Larry Bird in his first finals, we know he wasn't the MVP when they won. They beat Houston his second year in the league. Cedric Cornbread Maxwell, a good, very good, not great player, was the MVP. Rob, Bird had an 8-point game in which he shot 3-for-11, backed it up with another 8-point game in which he shot 3-for-11. So in back-to-back games, he shot 3-for-11 and scored 8 points in each game. And then he followed that up with a 12-point game on 5-of-16 shooting. He was money in the next game. He had 27 to close out the series. But my point is, Luka Doncic wasn't supposed, forget beating the Clippers. He wasn't supposed to take them to 7. They got Kawhi Leonard, a Hall of Famer, all-time great, who's older, more experienced, got championships, and Paul George, who very likely will be a Hall of Famer.
But wait, see, I think you're letting him off the hook when he's up 2-0. Winning two road games and they don't win the series.
Doesn't matter. He was up against a better team.
If that was anybody else, a star player, you're calling him Larry Bird before he even wins a playoff series. That's my issue, is we like to crown these guys, but can you win a playoff series is all I'm asking. That's all.
I'm not saying he's a bum.
I'm not saying he's a bum, but stop crowning people. Can they win something?
I'm not crowning him, and I'm not saying he's already Larry Bird. You know, I've said he's got to win championships to realize or justify these comparisons. But I'm saying I think he's like a new age Larry Bird. And, you know, like I said, I get it, they were up 2-0. But the fact is up against a more talented team. He didn't have a second guy like Paul George.
But Chris,
he didn't have the talent that Kawhi Leonard had.
Okay, but I want you to come clean. Just come clean on this. When they were up 2-0, you said the series was over, that the Clippers were done.
Yes, I did.
Okay, because why did you say that despite what you're saying now with them having all this talent? The reason you said it was because Luka was so dominant, you couldn't see a way that the Clippers could come back and beat him. But they did, and that's my point, is that you were all in on Luka and what he had done after they won those first two games.
I'm still all in on Luka.
No, but I'm saying, what would be your change? And you thought that series was over.
Well, I'll tell you what the change was.
Tell me.
Kawhi Leonard finally decided to guard Luka.
Those were the last two games. I give you that.
Right, and Luka still got his, but Kawhi, you know, made the difference in slowing him down a little bit. That was the difference. And we were all saying, why in the world? Kawhi Leonard's one of the best defenders in the league. Why isn't he guarding Luka? Well, he finally did, and it made all the difference. I mean, Luka still put 46 on him in game 7, Why are we mad at him? 46-14.
They lost.
Okay, but he was up against a better menu. Team.
He needed more than that. He needed to score 75 that game.
I'm supposed to kill a 22-year-old playing a better team who drops 46-14 in game 7. Come on, man.
He lost.
Right. If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
That's right, eight, Dennis Green. Tell if you want to crown his ass, crown him.
They are 877-99
on Fox. 877-996-6369. Get your takes ready for Trash Talking Tuesday. That's coming up in about 15 minutes, about 20 minutes. But anyway, big change is coming to the world of college football. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Trash Talking Tuesday is in about 20 minutes, so start calling in about 15, 877-99 on Fox. And you'll get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. All right, Rob.
Chris Bouchard looked like a weirdo. That can't you tell if this red or gray. What color is that?
I can't tell what he's saying.
What color is that,
there's
Chris?
So many beeps.
Is it red or is it gray? Is it red? Is it gray?
There's so many beeps. I don't know.
That's
what
pretty
Quad
good, Rob.
And you know, anybody right? who follows CB on social media, they saw he put a fresh coat of hair dye in his beard and his hair for his Vegas trip.
Chris, what happened today? Are you really? It must have grayed out when you're on those rocks in Nevada.
It's weird how it grows. Sometimes it's darker, some days it's lighter. I don't know. Yeah. It's interesting like that. Rob, come on. I heard the little clip they played during the commercial. I don't know if you heard it, about your little premature evacuation joke. I mean, Ryan Hollins was acting like he was in the front row of Delirious or Raw with Eddie Murphy. I mean, my goodness. Will you bring on somebody with some backbone next time I'm on? Somebody with a little pushback?
Mike, what
do you do? You quiz them before? Now, look, you cannot question anything Rob Parker says. You must laugh at every joke, right? Yes, sir, Rob Parker. We just want to get on the air. My goodness.
It was funny.
Bring on a George Reister, George Wrongster.
George Wrongster.
A big vanilla chunky or funny or whatever. I'll bring them all on. All right, let's get to this. Rob, good news as far as I'm concerned. But Yahoo Sports, Pete Thamel, who I worked with at New York Times, he now works for Yahoo.com, he wrote a story today saying that the college football playoff looks like in 2 years will be changed to a 12-team format. And I'm going to tell you what, Rob, I love it. Finally, I can live with 12 teams. The Power Five conference winners, automatic berth. The Group of Five, automatic berth. And then what would that? 6 at-large berths. I love it. I get it. There'll still be some people beefing. Oh, why didn't we make the 12? And this and that's inevitable. That just like when you have 64. Now what is it? 68 in the NCAA tournament. There's still those that feel they were left out. They were on the bubble. I get it. But 12 teams. You can make the bowl games the playoff games for all I care. The Rose Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, all that stuff. Make them the playoffs. But now, the one sport, and I get it, they do finish it on the field at least with the four-team playoff. But this I like. This I love. Let's
All
play
it
some
is
football.
Is another money grab. They're going to try to make up the money they've lost the last couple of years. This is a horrible idea. It's dumb. It's stupid. You know why? Because we can't even get four good teams to qualify and give us competitive games when it comes to the national championship. So all we're doing is adding eight other teams that can't compete.
last year, you remember the championship game, Chris, and how competitive it was? No. It was a reason
Wasn't it Alabama, Ohio State?
Yeah, and it wasn't competitive. It was 52-24. The year before that, LSU beat Clemson 42-25.
So
and
you
before
say
that,
only
the year
one
before,
good team?
It was Clemson 44, Alabama 16. My point is that they're always blowouts, and now we're adding eight
so
other teams.
So then should we just cancel the season?
No.
It's just one good team? I mean, really, what's the difference?
All I'm telling
you is, how
do
you know they got the right four?
Is that
That's
nobody,
the thing. They might, the other three might have been chumps.
No,
they shouldn't have been
they're
in
not
it.
Good enough. We already don't have
so
enough.
So now there's only one good team.
Yes, because that's where it is. It seemed like we usually have one good team. Everybody thought Ohio State last year, Chris, was going to give them a game. It was an embarrassment. Why are we doing this when it's the same old teams every year, two or three teams, they rotate, and that's it. Other than that, you're just bringing in eight other teams that have no shot to win. That's all. It's just a money grab. That's all
it
is.
Well, first of all, if it's being a money grab doesn't make it a bad idea. This whole thing is about money.
Yeah, but
you
I'm talking
I
about competition,
doing
though.
This show. I mean, there's nothing wrong with making money. That don't
no,
make
but
it bad.
If that's the case, then the NBA should put every team in the playoffs, Chris, if it's about making money. Would that make money?
Well, it is about making money. Make
no,
no
but
mistake.
I'm asking you, would that make money
no,
if you put every team
you
in?
Want
why?
A regular season to be rewarded by a playoff berth.
No, but why not? But you would still have more NBA
no,
playoff games.
No, I'm not
games.
Saying money's People the only thing, Rob. But I'm saying nothing wrong with a money grab. Heck, we all grabbing money. So that's not nothing wrong with that. Your logic of it's always a blowout.
No.
Does that mean it's only one good team in the country?
No,
then let's just
my point
the
is
season.
It's not competitive enough to add in any other teams
Why
to
not?
Try to vibe because it's going to be the same teams no matter how many you add.
We
Chris,
don't
that's
know
my
that.
Point.
That's the glory
yes,
of football.
Yes, we do know.
No,
yes,
we don't.
We do.
That's
yes,
why in the
do.
NFL, when you have a number of playoff teams, division winners get beat. Wild card teams win.
Not in
upsets.
College football. Not it is not the same.
Why not?
It's not even
we
close.
Haven't ever had it that way.
Yeah, because
we don't
seen,
know.
We've seen the four teams that can't compete. The three of the four
and so
teams.
So I bet you.
So
if you
now
have
we're going
to
open the net
in
to
the
win.
NFL playoffs. There'd be fewer upsets too. The more teams, it's not like you're adding 30.
I'm not
12
buying
teams
it.
Teams is good.
This is a terrible idea.
Why?
College football.
Why is it bad?
Because
so even if
adding,
there are blowouts, Rob, what's the problem with it?
Because they're blowouts. I want to see the best of the best.
Well,
and stop
you
making
get the 12 best teams. So,
no,
you said we got one good team.
It's the same
thing. We got
thing
one
every
good team
year.
In the country. Alabama 1 year, Clemson the next. That's it.
Yep. Yep.
So let's just cancel every conference
no,
except
let's
the SEC.
Keep it the way it is and stop adding
Why?
Teams that can't compete.
But it's a
dumb.
Blowout. It's already teams that can't compete. Should we make it a two-team playoff?
I'll be all right with that. Put the two best teams in the country and, play, and let
we
them play.
We don't know who the two best teams in the country are because they don't play the same competition.
It's a terrible idea.
This is
and
an
you're gonna
awesome
see,
idea.
You see the bad scores? Watch and see when these playoffs start.
I'm seeing bad scores now.
It's going to be worse.
It's not going to be anything new. Man,
all I
got to
do is flash a shiny
idea.
New toy in
I know
front
you
of you.
I thought I was Ryan
and you go
Hollins.
Crazy.
I know you thought I was Aaron Torres or Martin.
Whatever.
Martin Weiss, but no, Broussard is in the house.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a senior writer and editor for basketballnews.com, Moak Hamilton. Moak, what up, brother?
What's happening?
What's going on, gentlemen? Yo, Chris, man, we miss you over here in New York City, man. The Hudson River told me to tell you what's up.
Hey, I got love for the Big Apple. You know that I'm back in Jersey. So it's when things clear up, I'm going to get back into the city. Maybe we'll grab lunch. We've been meaning to grab lunch for years. You know that. So we long overdue.
it's all good, man. I'm looking forward to it. But it definitely is my pleasure to be joining you gentlemen and talking some hoops.
Well, just don't expect Chris to pick up the check. I'm just warning you ahead of time, all right?
Well, listen, man. Rod, his reputation precedes him. I wasn't going to bring it up, though.
Uh-oh, that's right.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
I don't know what y'all talking about. But all right, Moke, let's get to it. First of all, did you have a problem with Nikola Jokic being named MVP?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. No, I can't really say I had a problem with that. You know, I think based on what he did, the way he elevated his game after Jamal Murray went down and, you know, where he brought the Nuggets. I don't have a problem with it. I definitely understand. I will tell you, though, Chris, what I did have a problem with was Chris Paul not even being named a finalist for the award. And, you know, maybe I have a bit of a soft spot for Chris Paul. I think that he's a guy that's, you know, his track record kind of shows that he's been doing nothing but maximizing others for the entirety of his career. I think this season, when it's all said and done for the Phoenix Suns, we'll walk away knowing that to be a fact, even more so than we knew coming into this season. So for him to not even be a finalist, I thought was a bit surprising. If I had a vote, I would have voted for him. I will go on
as
record
the MVP,
and say that.
As MVP? It's not a lifetime achievement award.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's a fair point. Definitely a fair argument to be made against voting for CP3. But, you know, I think really what it boils down to is just about how you define that term valuable. You know what I mean? And like 14.
Well,
like
every
Phoenix
superstar,
Suns,
I don't even know how you do that. You take LeBron off the Lakers. Heck, you saw what happened. You take AD off the Lakers. Take Trae Young off Atlanta. Embiid off Philly. You know, like I can say that about every superstar.
And Jamal Murray got hurt, and the Nuggets didn't go away. They didn't fall off. I mean,
the Nuggets without Jokic, they're horrible.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
You stepped into the eye couple, bro. We come at
you. You already know now.
You know we ain't playing.
hey, man, look. I got thick skin. I got broad shoulders. I could take the heat, okay? I could take the smoke, no problem. My only point with Chris Paul, again, the way that I determine value, looking at it just from an objective standpoint, what he did for the Phoenix Suns this season I think is most valuable. You know, and that's really what it boils down to for me. A team goes from not making the playoffs last season to second seed in the rough and tough Western Conference. You know, I gotta give him a lot of props for that. So that's really what my
I had him third on my ballot. Okay. He finished fifth overall. Right. He finished fifth overall. Yeah.
Where are you on this series? Chris and I talked about it earlier in the show. The Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks. Is this about, you know, obviously the Nets are missing Harden and Green, and yet have dominated this series. Is this about how good the Nets are, or is this have something to do with the Bucks and just how poorly they've played?
I really think it's a combination of both. I think
but
Mike.
If you had to pick one, no. If you had to pick one more than the other, which one is it?
I'd go Brooklyn. If I had to go one way, I would say that the Nets are just this good. And you know, Rob, what I would say. In the playoffs, you know, we like teams that share the ball. We like teams that shoot the long ball and all that. But at the end of the day, you know, you look at what Luka Doncic did against the Clippers. You look at what Kawhi Leonard did in that same series. Look at what Trae Young did, right? I feel like in the playoffs, more than in the regular season, at the end of the day, it really boils down to who is the best player and which player can get you a bucket when you need it in a tough spot. And when you look at the Nets, they arguably have the three most unstoppable one-on-one players in the league on the same team. So I'm just not sure how we can expect defenses to stop them for 48 minutes, especially when Kevin Durant is playing at the level that he's shown for the entire season that he's still capable of playing at. So I think I would tip my cap to Brooklyn, and I would say, man, Milwaukee, you guys aren't exactly exalting yourself with your game planning and with your defensive scheming. I will put some onus on them there as well.
Now, Moke, you're in New York. So how we know that the whole city was going gaga over the Knicks. What has Brooklyn captured the city's imagination? I feel like they're getting more love nationally than they are locally. What's your take on it being there in the city?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some Lord of the Flies action been going on over here for the entirety of the season. A lot of Knicks fans are spurned by the fact that Kyrie and Durant decided to move to New York but went to Brooklyn. And many of them have vowed to never be able to support, like, the whole thing about, like, oh, you know, let's keep it in New York, let's keep it in the East Coast. Like, Knicks fans aren't really of that mindset based on what I've seen and heard. So, yeah, I think there's a lot more love for the Nets on the national stage. Particularly a lot of interest in Kevin Durant, seeing if he's able to get back to the level that he was at before the unfortunate Achilles tear a few years ago. So yeah, Chris, I agree with you. I don't think Knicks fans are they're actually rooting for everybody playing against Brooklyn based on what I see and hear.
Good luck, because when they run off two or three in a row, it'll be interesting at how people respond, and the Knicks, depending on where they go. And I get it. I grew up in New York. Everybody's always been Knicks fans. I told Chris and I, there was never a split with fans. All the other teams, Mets, Yankees, you had to pick a team, Jets or Giants, and the Islanders or Rangers, but you never had to pick basketball. So this is all new to Knicks fans and New Yorkers, so I get it. But this team is going to be worth watching. Remember, this is the year these guys have all been hurt. Wait till it's next year and they're healthy, you know what I mean, and play a full year.
Yeah, heaven help the rest of the NBA when that's the case.
Right. Mo, quickly, the young guys, Ja Morant, Trae Young, Luka, you know, do you think we're beginning? It's the beginnings. Obviously, the older guard is still doing his thing with Kawhi and even LeBron, even though they got beat. But Devin Booker's emerged as well. Do you think we're starting to see that next crop of superstars, you know, making a name for themselves in these playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, without question. It's hard to ignore that. I mean, I think, you know, when you talk about the older guard, it's funny to kind of think about the Warriors and where they fit in, right? Like, next year, by the time they get back into the playoffs, we assume next year, you know, these guys are going to be, you know, the core three. Like, these guys are all over 30 years old, right? So they're kind of getting up there, too. But regardless as to what Golden State is able to pull off next season with, we assume, a healthy Klay Thompson, it's impossible to ignore just how great Luka Doncic has shown us things that we've never seen before from a player that soon. You know what I mean? Like, you can't ignore that. Ja Morant being responsible for Steph Curry going home early, you can't ignore that. And what Trae Young has done, now being seen on a national stage by everybody, you can't ignore these young guys. They're definitely coming, Chris.
All right, that's our man, Moak Hamilton. Great stuff, brother. And let's do that lunch soon, real talk.
All right, man. All right. Looking forward to it. And thanks a lot for having me, man. Definitely.
All right, brother. Great stuff. All right, Trash Talking Tuesday is next. Keep it locked. Call in right here, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You can trash anyone or anything in the world of sports.
And Rob Parker, you just ugly.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Trash Talk Tuesday with you. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it is time for Trash Talk.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's get it going, Chris. Let's start with Dean in Houston. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, Rob, I'm trashing you. Chris, I didn't tell you what goes on when you're not around. So Rob brings in the side piece who are so subservient, and we can't even get a debate. You know, because this guy, Rob, just bullies them with his huge voice, and we can't even get a good debate. So my thing is, if Chris is not around, just cancel the show.
Oh,
and we'll come back in when Chris comes back. Thank you.
Wow. My man. Rob, just from the little excerpts they're playing in the breaks, I believe them. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Wow. All right. CJ in Florida, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, CJ?
I'm trashing Neil Olshey, Blazers GM, from his press conference. I don't like the way he handled the whole press conference. Gave me a bad feel. You know, they let go of Terry Stotts, a longtime coach.
Yep.
And he totally threw him under the bus, just blamed everything on the defensive rating, you know, the lack of moving on in the from the first round, didn't take any responsibility. You know, and if he doesn't make any moves, we're going to lose Dame.
Yeah, probably that's will. A good call, man.
Thanks, CJ.
A good call.
How about T in Tennessee? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, T?
Rob, I'm trashing you, man. You say that the expansion of the college football is not good for football, but I feel like the elite players are going to Alabama and Clemson. But if you have more teams with the ability to get in, the elite players will go to the different teams and we'll have more parity. So I'm trashing you, Rob.
Good call. I agree
T,
with
you
that.
Don't even know what you're talking about.
Excellent
I wish you
job.
Did. Al in Detroit, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing Blake Griffin.
Uh-oh.
Here's the thing. So, Blake Griffin, I understand that Detroit Pistons, we're not a championship contending team. I understand we don't have Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, or James Harden. But it's kind of crazy to me that this guy's been dunking on everybody since he left us. So I just want us to get our refund, get our money back, because it's hard working Pistons fans around everywhere. And we're disappointed that Blake Griffin had played possum with us these past couple of years. So,
well, y'all had to settle for a steady diet of 18-footers, right?
I know. It's hard to not look at Blake Griffin now and say, what could have been in Detroit if he played like that?
Well, year he played well. But,
but the way he's playing right now, he looks rejuvenated.
Right. Absolutely.
Paulie in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Paulie?
Oscar and Felix. What's up, my guys?
What's up? I'm Oscar. I'm Oscar.
I'm trash. Y'all going to argue about that, right? Hey, man, I'm trashing LeBron James and all his fans and excuse makers, man. Look, man, this had nothing to do with LeBron James being old. What we've seen from LeBron James in that Suns series is what we've been seeing from LeBron James his whole career. He's a front runner. He couldn't carry the team because he wasn't old. He couldn't carry the team because he realized they had no chance and he quit. Right? He quit when he was in Cleveland when he realized he couldn't beat Boston and he couldn't beat Orlando. That's why he went to the Heat. When the Heat got old, he quit on the Heat and he went back to Cleveland because they had Kyrie. And once he realized that he couldn't beat Golden State's Big Three, he quit on Cleveland again. LeBron is a front runner. And he might be one of the greatest players of all time. He's not the greatest. The only thing he's great at being is the front runner. And KD, wow. You're the second greatest front runner of all time. So let's stop this LeBron is old. LeBron, all he's going to do in the offseason is cry about needing more help. They're going to find somebody for him, and hopefully they don't find another Mr. Glass like Anthony Davis. But LeBron's a front runner. He's a crier.
All right. Rob was with you until you mentioned Kevin Durant.
I know, man.
Rob was like eating it up.
No, I loved it all right there. Right. I just, that was all right. Can we squeeze in Max in Georgia real quick? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Max, who you trashing?
Thunder.
I got to trash LeBron Gladiator James. So you're a gladiator now. Last year, your favorite gum was Bubblicious. This year, you're on that extra. After a 5-star NBA bubble tourney, we're finally back where we belong. The Coliseum. NBA playoffs where you have to travel on the road and play in front of crowds while all eyes watch every dribble, every pass you make, every shot you don't take. As the pressure rises and rises like a storm, you ran to the locker room. LeBron, you never won the crowd. LeBron, you've given us something we've all seen 15 times and we're over it. I knew a man who said, Father Time smiles at us all, and all you can do is smile back. Father Time is laughing at you, and I'm the one smiling. All you can do is talk about Space Jam 2. You couldn't beat the Suns. Maybe your talent was taken away like in Space Jam 1. LeBron, you're no gladiator. You're a front runner, just like Origami, because you fold under the pressure.
Man. Wow. Hey, Max, you still there?
Max,
did we lose
gone.
Him? I just want Max to
good
back
riddance.
Me. You know, y'all love
good
trashing
riddance,
me
Max.
When I'm doing a show and I'm giving a good show. you know, Chris Free, like, and all they're doing is giving me a hard time.
I mean, my goodness, they're airing your secrets, Rob, your dirty laundry.
Man,
I didn't know. I can't afford to go on vacation. Why don't you let me pick the partners when I go?
Yeah, all right.
Get you some competition up in here. Somebody is going to push back on your silliness.
Rob G, can we look at the podcast numbers?
Whatever. All right. Looks like Philly's going to beat Atlanta, even this thing up at 1-1. Pooh!